Romans chapter 8, and I want us to begin reading at verse 14, and we will read all the way through verse 17, and it says this: For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified with Him. And I would like us to read verse 15 one more time, and it says, For you have not received the spirit of slavery again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And that is the name of the message today, Abba, Father. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would bless the preaching of your word, and I do pray that, Lord, you would bless every father that is here today. I pray that, Lord, you would give them a special token, a special blessing, Lord, upon them today. Bless them with their families, with their friends. I pray that, Lord, you would truly give them a token of your love today. And we do thank you, Lord, for all that you will do. And so bless the preaching of your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Romans chapter 8 is probably one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible. Some have even said that Romans can be looked at as kind of like a wedding ring or a beautiful ring that has a beautiful gem on that ring or a diamond or what have you. But some have said that Romans chapter 8 is the actual glistening of the gem, like it's just the shine of that very ring. Romans chapter 8 was written by the Apostle Paul to the Romans, and in it expresses the freedom that we have obtained in Christ. It expresses how that we have obtained the very love of God, a love that nothing is able to take away. He was convinced of that. There would be nothing that would be able to separate us from the love of God. And what an amazing statement that is. But in Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul also mentions quite a bit how that the Holy Spirit has been given to you and to me as believers. The Holy Spirit has come to make His dwelling place within our hearts. And the Holy Spirit in our lives is there to strengthen us, to help us in our Christian experience, to encourage us along the way. And that's why we all need the Holy Spirit. He is the one that convicts us when we're wrong. He's the one that helps us along the path and gives us the grace, the stamina to be able to move forward in Christ and such. But one of the most important parts, or one of the most important things that the Holy Spirit does, is that we have received what is called the Spirit of Adoption. The Spirit of Adoption, this one of the titles of the Holy Spirit. And what that is bringing out is that we have been adopted or brought into the household or family of God. Where we were once external, outside of the blessings of God. You see, originally in the Old Testament, the only ones that were able to come into that relationship with God, that were of the household of God, were those that were in covenant with God. You had to be in this covenant in order to be in this relationship with God. Everybody else was on the outside of that. And so in the Old Testament days, the only ones that really had a relationship with God were the Jews. But Jesus, being a Jew, would change the whole thing around so that it wouldn't be just Jews that would be in the household of God. He would make it possible that whosoever would put their faith in Christ as Lord and Savior would come into the very household of God, so that now there is neither Jew nor Gentile, but all of us have come into the household of God by faith. There is no distinction anymore. There's no separation between Jew and Gentile, even between men and women. We have been adopted into the family of God, and now we are sons of God. And so now we, being his children, are able to come into the very blessings of having God as our Father. Because God is our Father, and we have entered into that family of God, he being our Father and we being his children. We don't have to fear that we will ever be in want. We don't have to fear that we will lack his guidance. We don't have to be afraid that he won't protect us, but rather because he is our Father, he will be our shield, our protector, our provider. He will ultimately be the one that will help direct our steps. He is a good God. But in many ways, as we look at this scripture, it says that that spirit of adoption, which we all have received through Christ, it says that that spirit of adoption, through that spirit of adoption, we cry, Abba, Father. That we have such an intimate acquaintance with God Almighty, that he's not just God Almighty, all-powerful, so big that we can't get to know him, but rather we've been brought into such a relationship with God that we cry, Abba, Father. The beauty about those words is that in the Greek, that word Abba means daddy. There is nothing more intimate between a father and their children than when that child comes to him and says, Daddy. It's that innocent, pure title that that child is calling their father, Daddy. And that child knows that their daddy is Superman. That child knows that their daddy will do anything for them and protect them from anyone or anything. And that's the way that God wants you to know him. That he will protect you, he will watch over you, and he will do all of those things. You know, it's interesting that when you're a child, you'll believe anything that your daddy will say, right? I remember one time we were at Hawk Creek with my dad. And we used to go fishing there a lot back in the day. But I remember one time we were looking at some of those birds. It was on the kind of the cliff rocks that were there. And those birds that kind of build those kind of mud nests. You guys know what I mean? They have a little hole. I don't know if they're like swallows or whatever kind of birds those are. I might even be saying it wrong. But really neat nests on the side of the rocks. I remember one time we were over there looking at them. And, they were, you know, because of where those nests were, you know, those birds, you know, after they eat a lot of their food, they do a lot of droppings down the bottom. And so I was a little child. I remember I was like around kindergarten age. I remember we were there and just looking at the birds. And I remember my dad said, you know what? That's dinosaur poop. He didn't say it like that. But he said, that's from a dinosaur. And I thought, wow. We just were around where dinosaurs use the bathroom. Because it was all thick, you know, it was like thick layers of it, you know. So, I mean, he was just joking around. But I believed him. I remember I went to school the next day and I had a friend named Philip Hartman. And I was talking to Philip and I said, you know what? We were over there in the mountains and we went over there and we found some dinosaur caca. You know what I mean? We were over there around the dinosaur poop, but he laughed at me. He would joke around with me and bring it up till we were like in high school, you know. But I'm telling you what, when you're a child, you believe anything your dad will say. Isn't that true? And that's the way we need to be with our Heavenly Father, to be honest with you. We call him Abba Father. There should be such a childlike trust in him that what he said is true. Amen? And he takes delight in you trusting him. He truly takes delight in that. I remember one time in Pennsylvania, we were taking Amos to a friend's house, and I went through a back road. I didn't go through the normal way. We used to take Route 22 to go to this friend's house, but we happened to be shopping or doing something in what was called Lebanon, Pennsylvania, so we were on a whole different side. And so we had to get him to the house at a particular time. So we were driving, and I remember Amos would ask every once in a while, Daddy, are you sure you know where you're going? And I said, oh yeah, I know where I'm going. So it's good. But we were going through such a different road, he knew it wasn't the same route. So I said, don't worry, we'll get there. Are you sure? He'd say every once in a while. Even sometimes, even still today, he'll say, are you sure, you know? So then ultimately we pull onto the road and we get there, and he's like, you know, he starts saying, oh, we know how to get there. That's the way it is with our Father. Amen? Sometimes we just have to trust him that he knows how to get us where we need to go. And so he is our daddy. He, as far as we know, he's the strongest man on the earth. Remember my dad would say when we were small, I'll race you. You run and I'll walk. And I remember all of us would be, and he'd be speed walking, you know, and he'd always win us. You start looking at your father as superhuman. Amen. But let me, on the flip side, all of who our Father represents on earth is a representation even greater of who God is. He is someone that we can trust. He is someone that we can believe in. And he is someone that will protect us. Amen. He is someone that wants to walk with you. I remember me and my dad, we had luck when we would go hunting. Whenever it was hunting season and me and my dad went out, we would always get something, a buck or a bull. One time we went up to the mountains at Hot Creek again. I had already come to an understanding that that wasn't a dinosaur, you know, stuff. But it was my birthday. It was the last day of hunting season too, and Dad said, let's go try. And I said, okay, let's go. So me and Dad took off on the truck to Hot Creek. And he took his rifle, and it only had 3 bullets too. So we were, man, going to hit that thing. And so we went up into the mountains, and boom, there it was, a big old buck with a nice rack. And then my dad aimed them, boom, he shoots. And that crazy buck just takes off. So we're running, and he's just running so fast. And I'm like this little kid scurrying behind him, you know. And all of a sudden, there it is. He goes, boom, again. And the thing still got up and left. And so we're running some more. And there it was again. And boom, he shot all 3 shots. There was no more bullets. And so we're like, well, let's go. So we ran after kind of where it was. And the deer was there, but the thing had been wounded. One arm had, I guess one of the bullets hit one of the arms or something, because it had a broken front arm and a broken back leg. And the other bullet had just kind of went right through the stomach. It just went, phew. So all 3 bullets hit. My dad's got a good shot. It's too bad it didn't hit the heart, the first one, but that's beside the point. And so there it was. It was trying to get away, but it couldn't because it was wounded in the way it was. And so there was Superman for me. He got this big old heavy gun, and he's over there knocking the thing out. Boom, trying to get it kind of immobilized. He jumps on it with his sharp old knife, man. And as a child, I'm like, man, you know. And so I remember when he did that, he says, well, so he's out there pulling this big old buck, because we had to get it near where the truck was, because we were kind of down a ravine and had to go up. He says, you carry the rifle and I'll pull the deer. And I remember that rifle was heavy for me. And I'm just barely carrying the rifle, and he's carrying a big old buck. I mean, they seem superhuman, especially when you're a child. And in many ways, our dependence and our sight of God needs to be that way. That God is the one that will watch over us, provide for us, take care of us, teach us. I remember there were times when we'd be working on a car, and trying to mess with the engine, me and Eric, or me and Jonas. And all of a sudden, I didn't know what to do. And he'd say, use common sense. And I'd be like, well, that's not working. But then over time, I began to understand, oh, that's just common sense. Some things, it just takes common sense. And I began to learn that. I didn't always know that. But I remember he'd make statements. I remember sometimes he would tell us, love lasts forever. Love lasts forever. And it's true. And he always taught us how important it was to be together as a family. I remember that as a child. And so all of that is a representation of ultimately how our trust in God should be. Amen? You know, God wants to bless you. God wants to provide for you. He wants to express his love to you as an individual too. You know, my dad had 5 kids, right? And yet he expressed love in a unique way to all of us. I had my own unique relationship with my dad as opposed to my other brothers and sisters. I remember one time as a kid, we were going up to Hot Creek again. And we were going up the mountain to go into Hot Creek. And all of a sudden he stopped the car and he ran out. And we're like, what's Dad doing? You know? And he comes back and he had one of those little, you know, little horned lizards, those little horny toads. We used to call them horny toads. Little horned lizards, you know, and you lay them down, you rub their stomachs, and they fall asleep upside down in your hand. I remember he came, there's a horny toad. And he goes, here, and he gave it to me. And I was like, oh, I was all excited and happy. You know, he could have given it to Jonas or Eric or Melanie. Jolene wasn't born at the time, you know. But yet, I remember that, you know. But God wants to make you to understand that you are special to him as a person, as an individual. Amen? And so it's beautiful when you think about who God really is and you can call him Abba, Daddy. But then when you grow up and you begin to grow in life, you begin to call him not just Daddy, but Father. The word Father is a more mature response or more mature a name that you call your dad or your father. Amen? Daddy or Abba is, as the child, a simple, innocent title for father. But then you have the real word father. Amen? And so as we look at Abba Father and we look at our fathers on Father's Day, it's very important for us to express to our earthly fathers how important they really are. Amen? In our lives. You know, as best as we can. For some of us, our fathers have since passed. But we express a grateful heart. Amen? Sometimes men can be more reserved. Maybe sometimes they're not as maybe emotional as our mothers or vice versa. But that doesn't mean in their hearts they look with joy and with delight in what has been accomplished in and through your lives. And so this Father's Day, always remember, we say it every time, but make sure to let your dad, your daddy, your pa, however it is you call your dad, let him know, Papa, let him know from the bottom of your heart how much you appreciate him. Amen. This Father's Day. Amen. Well, at this time, let's stand and we'll say a word of prayer together and let's pray for our fathers and pray for those that...